Some Democratic state lawmakers in Connecticut are pushing to further increase the state's minimum wage and enact a paid family medical leave system. WSHU's Hebong Odama reports they made their case on Thursday.
State Senate President Martin Looney, a New Haven Democrat, is leading the effort. He told the Labor and Public Employees Committee that raising the state's minimum wage from the current $10.10 an hour gradually to $15 an hour by January 2022 is important to thousands of families and would also benefit the state.
An increase in the minimum wage may result in additional state revenue from income and sales taxes because it increases the buying power of these individuals, while also reducing spending for public assistance programs.
Looney said this is the year lawmakers should also pass a paid family leave system
that finally provides a reasonable level of economic security to Connecticut workers who either stay home with their new children, take time off to care for a seriously ill loved one, or become seriously ill themselves.
He says neighboring states, including New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, already have such programs. A December report found at least 20% of Connecticut's workforce earns the minimum wage. But business groups have opposed a higher minimum wage. They say it would worsen the state's unemployment rate. Ebong Odama, WSH News.